Sport and Rusty McGee by Ann E. Schraff. Rusty McGee was my best friend. I met him when I first moved to 78th Street, a very crummy part of town. You know the kind of place, old empty warehouses and empty stores with broken front windows, old political signs from years ago. Anyway, I had to live on 78th Street because that's where my Uncle Walter lived.
"I'll take you in, boy, but don't make me any trouble," my Uncle Walter said after Mom died.
Uncle Walter was old and tired. He never smiled. Maybe he did sometimes, but I never saw him smile. I promised him I wouldn't make any trouble, so he took me in. But I sure hated 78th Street. I hated it before Rusty came along, that is. Rusty made it all different.
"Hi, sport," Rusty said to me that first day. My real name is Harold, but Rusty always called me Sport.
"Hi," I said to him.
"My name's Rusty," he said. I guess they call him Rusty because he had this funny carrot red hair. "You new around here?" he asked me.
Yeah, just moved here. I'm Harold."
"You an 11th grader?" Rusty asked.
That sure made me feel good. Most guys take me for younger than I am. It's because I'm sort of skinny. I do these muscle-building things, but I'm still as skinny as I've ever been.
"Yeah, 11th grade," I grinned. I thought maybe I'd begun to fill out after all. But it was just Rusty being nice.
"Bet you go in for track, huh?"
"Nah," I said sadly. "The coach won't let me. I didn't make it through the tryouts this year."
"Too bad. Maybe next time."
"Do you swim much?"
I felt my face turn red. That was another thing. I had never learned to swim. My mom was always too busy at work to teach me, and no one else taught me either. One summer I went to camp, but I was too scared to go in the lake. The other guys made fun of me and everything. Even the coach called me chicken. So I lied and said I was sick. I told them I could swim okay, but I was sick, that's all. I don't think anybody believed me.
I don't swim much, I told Rusty. I didn't want Rusty to know the truth. What would he think of a guy my age who was afraid of the water? But Rusty knew right away what was wrong. He knew I couldn't swim, only he didn't laugh and make fun of me like most guys would have. He said, "Nothing to swim in, you know. I could teach you easy." I knew right then and there Rusty was some special guy. I didn't have to lie to him. He was a guy you could be straight with.
"I sure would like to learn," I said.
"It's a nice hot day to begin," he said, leading the way to the city swimming pool. On 78th Street, you could go swimming in just one place, the city swimming pool. It was only 2 years old. Before that, you couldn't go swimming anywhere near 78th Street. The mayor came out and made a big speech when they put in the pool. I sure did wish I could have used it then. Rusty was a terrific teacher. He didn't lose his cool or anything. Sometimes Uncle Walter helps me with my math, but he gets mad easy. He calls me stupid a lot. I don't ask him to help anymore. But Rusty was real nice about teaching me to swim. He didn't even laugh when he saw me in my swimming trunks. A lot of the guys laugh at me and call me Spaghetti Legs and Jim. That's why I really hated Jim. But Rusty didn't laugh. He just smiled and said, "Let's swim, sport." The lifeguard waved at Rusty like they were good friends. I found out later that everybody was Rusty's friend. The really great part of it was, he was now my friend, too. Learning to swim wasn't so bad because of Rusty. It was easy. Pretty soon I wasn't even scared. Man, I went splashing around like a fish. Rusty gave me some more swimming lessons the next Saturday. And after that, he and I went swimming most every Saturday afternoon. And after swimming, he even helped me with my math, too.
"I'm pretty dumb in math, Rusty," I told him after he helped me a while.
"Nah, you're not. You just look down on yourself too much, sport."
"Man, Rusty, I'd sure like to be more like you," I told him one day. He laughed.
"I'm no better than you. You're a good guy yourself, sport."
My grades went up in school. I guess I changed a whole lot. Even the teachers seemed to like me better. I started thinking about my future, something I had never done before. I had always thought I'd end up being some dumb guy getting shoved around. But being friends with Rusty
had me making all kinds of new plans. Then in May, when Rusty and I were swimming together, something awful happened. Rusty got sick in the water. I never saw anyone get sick like that before. I was really scared and helped him out of the water. The lifeguard came running. He looked at Rusty and turned pale. "Well, what's the matter?" I asked him. The lifeguard just shook his head and ran to the phone. Rusty lay on the ground, still smiling.
"Listen, sport," he said. "I'm okay. This happens to me sometimes."
In a while, an ambulance came screaming up. Guys in white were running all around. It was like a nightmare. Rusty was all white in the face and his eyes were closed. I thought that something inside me was going to burst. I thought I was going crazy. They tried to tell me what happened, but I didn't want to listen. All I knew was that Rusty was dead.
"It was a heart attack," the lifeguard told me. He was trying to be nice, but I didn't care about anything or anybody then.
But couldn't be. "Not Rusty," I said.
"He had this trouble with his heart," the lifeguard said. "He never told many people. He never told the kids. He didn't want anybody to pity him." I looked at the lifeguard. Then I began to walk away. When I reached the gate, I started running. Later, I told my Uncle Walter about Rusty. He shrugged his big shoulders and said, "That's life."
"But it's not fair. Not to someone like Rusty. I wanted my Uncle Walter to tell me something that would make me feel better. But he just shrugged his shoulders again.
"Who knows what's fair? Who knows why things like this happen?"
Once I heard a girl in school say that people don't really die. They just go somewhere else. I don't remember all she said because she was just a silly sixth grader at the time. I didn't pay much attention then, but I thought about her now. I wondered if maybe Rusty weren't really dead. I mean, it wouldn't be so bad if he was still around somewhere. I asked Uncle Walter what he thought, and he said,
"Don't bother me, I'm tired. Can't you see I'm tired?"
I didn't know who else to ask. I didn't have any friends. I thought about asking the teachers at school, but they weren't too close to me. I thought they might laugh at me. Then I felt I just wanted to be alone, so I went down to the city swimming pool, even though it was getting dark. You weren't supposed to go near the pool at night. There was a big high fence around it. They kept the gate locked tight, and there wasn't any lifeguard around at night. I guess they were afraid somebody might drown if they went in. I looked at the big sign that said, "Keep out." But I climbed over the high fence anyway. I didn't care about the rules. I just wanted to be near the pool. I stood by the water and looked hard. It was black and strange looking at night, like a very different place. I thought about a lot of things. About having no father. But Mom working hard and dying last year. But Uncle Walter saying, "Don't bother me." And then I thought about Rusty. I wish I had asked him if it was true that people don't really die. Rusty would have known. He was some smart guy, and he would have told me the truth. He was my friend, you see. The only friend I ever really had. They said it was dangerous to go swimming at night. A lifeguard wouldn't be there if you needed him. Well, maybe it was dangerous, but I didn't care. Why should I care? So I kicked off my shoes and went swimming. I just swam and swam until I got tired. But I didn't stop then. My foot began to hurt. And the pain came creeping up my foot and went into my leg. I guess it was a cramp. Anyway, all of a sudden, I couldn't swim at all. I was in the middle of that big pool and I couldn't swim. I got scared and yelled. Well, that was dumb. Who could hear me? There were only old empty warehouses around. It was a couple blocks to any house. I could yell all I wanted, but nobody would hear me. I thought about Rusty then. He warned me never to go swimming where there was no lifeguard. "Rusty!" I yelled. I knew that was crazy. But I was so scared I just kept yelling his name. Over and over I yelled his name. I swallowed a big mouthful of water and I almost choked. I figured I was going to drown when my head went under the water. I kicked like crazy, but that only made everything worse. Somebody jumped in the water then. I heard the splash, but I didn't see anybody. I guess I was too scared. But he came swimming up and grabbed me. I was so panicky that I grabbed at him. I got a handful of his hair. I guess that's what people do when they think they're going to drown. He must have pulled me out of the water, but I don't remember that.
I just remember waking up all wet and shaky. I looked around for the guy who saved me. I wanted to thank him, but I didn't see anybody. That was funny, I thought. Why should the guy just take off? I got up and looked at the gate, and it was still locked tight. But when I looked at my hand, it was still closed tight. I opened it slowly and saw some of his hair. It was a funny carrot red color. I've never seen anybody with hair just like that. Nobody except Rusty. I never told Uncle Walter or any of the other teachers about it. I never told any other kids either. I figured they wouldn't understand. I guess I'm telling you about it because, well, maybe you might understand. Do you? The end.